Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. In each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called The Difference Between Pressure and Purpose. Let's dive in. Picture this. You're grinding 60-plus hours between your day job and side hustle, but instead of feeling energized by your progress, you feel completely empty. Here's the thing. The problem isn't your work ethic. The problem is you're operating from pressure instead of purpose, and today we're going to decode exactly what that means. When we're driven by pressure, we become obsessed with external metrics. We chase followers, revenue milestones, and competitor benchmarks like they're the only scoreboard that matters. Stanford research reveals something fascinating. Pressure-motivated individuals burn out 3 times faster than purpose-driven ones. You know you're trapped in pressure mode when you're constantly comparing yourself to others, experiencing decision paralysis, and somehow feeling behind despite making real progress. Purpose changes everything. Purpose-driven work connects your daily actions to meaningful outcomes for others. Here's a simple framework that transforms how you approach every decision. Ask, who does this serve, before you ask, how much will this make? Purpose creates sustainable motivation because fulfillment comes from impact, not just income. Let me tell you about Sarah. She built a $5,000 per month Instagram consulting business in just 8 months. From the outside, she looked incredibly successful. But internally, she was miserable. Every day, she checked competitor posts, copied trending strategies, and chased vanity metrics that meant nothing to her. Her breaking point came when she landed her dream client and felt absolutely nothing. She realized she was solving problems she didn't care about. Sarah made a brave choice. She pivoted to helping small nonprofits with their social media. Initially, her income dropped to $2,000, but something incredible happened. She felt energized again. Within 6 months, she was back to $5,000, but now she woke up excited about client wins instead of dreading her direct messages. Here's how this shows up in your daily decisions. Pressure asks, what will make me look successful? Purpose asks, what will create real value? Pressure leads to shiny object syndrome, while purpose creates focused execution. The counterintuitive truth is that purpose-driven businesses often outperform pressure-driven ones in the long run. Here's what I want you to do this week. Complete what I call the purpose audit. List your last 10 business decisions or tasks. For each one, mark it with a P for pressure-driven or a PU for purpose-driven based on your primary motivation. If 70% or more are P's, you're caught in the pressure trap. Starting this week, before any business decision, ask yourself, am I doing this because I think I should or because it genuinely serves my mission? Begin with one purpose-driven action daily, even if it doesn't immediately move the revenue needle. Your side hustle should energize you, not drain you. The difference between pressure and purpose is often the difference between burning out and breaking through. Choose purpose and let pressure become a natural byproduct of meaningful work. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.